Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the study session of Mesa City Council for Monday, February 2nd, 2009. I would like to excuse Councilmember Higgins. She's running a little late and hopes to be here sometime soon, I guess. So we'll begin with item number one, which is review the items on tonight's City Council meeting agenda. Page two. Page three. Page four. Mr. Wesley.
Mayor, item 5A is a text amendment that council discussed at some length at your study session on Thursday morning. There was some further review based on the council discussion about the numbers of properties this could apply to in Mesa and where those were at and how this might be used in the future. And based on that review, staff would propose that we actually change this slightly so that the minimum requirement is 20 acres instead of 10 acres in order to be able to apply for one of these special use permits. That still leaves several properties in the community available potentially for this type of use, but does limit a little bit more and keeps it a little bit more under control.
Okay. Any council member have a problem with that? Okay.
I love it.
We'll make that change and introduce the ordinance with 20 instead of 10. Anything else on page four? Page five? Okay. Item number two, acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees.
So moved.
Have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Nothing? Okay. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to remind the council, specifically District 3, that tomorrow, Tuesday, February 3rd, will be the first one for the new year, our Building Stronger Neighborhoods kickoff initiative, which will be held at 6:30 at Adams Elementary School, which is at 738 South Longmore. So invite the residents from that district to come out. I think there's a lot of excitement building on that project. So we'll look forward to a successful Building Stronger Neighborhoods initiative. Also remind the council we have another study session February 5th in the morning. And again, just a reminder of the Wednesday, February 11th joint meeting with the Dobson Ranch Homeowners Association, which will be at 7:30 a.m. at the Landmark restaurant. Also, Mayor and Council, tonight I'd like to take the time to announce some organizational changes. First of all, we want to say thank you to and wish him well. Bill Haney will be retiring from the city, who served as our water division director. So I believe that will be affected middle of this month. Jack, is that right?
February 13th.
February 13th. So we want to thank Bill, I don't know if he's here today, for all his service to the city in that area. With Bill's retirement and with some of the other changes we've made recently, we've had the departure of our utilities department manager. Jack Friedline's been serving as the acting utilities manager. We are going to be making some changes, and so tonight I'd like to announce that we'll be appointing Catherine Sorensen as our Water Resources Department Director. Catherine will have responsibility over both water, the water and sewer services. I think Catherine's here tonight. And also we will be appointing Frank McRae as our Energy Resources Department Director. And Frank is here, and that will have responsibility for both the gas and electric utilities. So we are appreciative for both of them willing to step up into these significant roles. They will be department directors, and as department directors, that will be the two separate departments now in utilities. It will not just be one large department. And for now, those two departments will continue to report to a deputy city manager, and that will be Jack Friedline. So that's our announcement for tonight. Thank you, Mayor.
Now these aren't simply replacements, but there's actually some
reorganization. We've been able to do this with some of the retirements, but Jack has sat down with the staff, and the time that Jack's been over there, we are looking at, in a real way, creating two separate departments where once before they were kind of lumped together as a large utility where you had both gas, electric, water, and sewer reporting into the organization together. We really feel like there's some natural, distinct operations and services they provide, and we have two very talented people that we think will be able to lead those and provide the focus that's needed in expertise of those areas. There'll still be some administrative overlap that they will share, or they share offices and a lot of areas that they can still continue to coordinate. But really, from a day-to-day functional operations, they will now be separated.
They'll be separated, but there is some consolidation where we're molding four or five different things into a
correct
more streamlined.
Right. So we've already, one of the things that Jack has done since he's been over there is really work on the administrative side and the functioning and streamlining and the processing over there. I don't know, Jack, maybe some, you want to share some
if
more?
If I can expand just a little bit, Mayor and Council. Actually, there were four separate divisions, four separate enterprises, water, wastewater, electric, and gas. And with the consolidation of the gas and electric into an energy resource department, through Frank's leadership, there's been a lot of consolidation with reference to commonalities such as safety and training and inventory and things of that nature. I think my year experience in working as the acting utilities manager, I found it to be extremely diverse, very complex, a lot of different, varying issues that I think needed the attention of a more streamlined department. And I think with the creation of two separate departments focusing in on the expertise that they have, they'll both be able to run more effective and efficiently. And at the same time, there are still commonalities with reference to some of the responsibilities one department has that continues to support the other. So I think we've got the best of both worlds in the commonality and the collaboration, but at the same time, a focus on some of the more esoteric areas of responsibility with reference to energy, and then also water and wastewater.
Mayor, by title, what we really had before were four division directors and one utilities department manager.
Overall manager.
Overall manager for all that.
Who then reported to a deputy city manager.
Correct, who then reported to a deputy. We've really, by consolidating and eliminating that top-level position, have gone from five top-level executive positions now to two director positions with those two departments, water resources and energy, now just reporting to one deputy city manager.
Yeah, and I guess that's the point I'd like to make, is sometimes we go through some of these things that create efficiencies and streamlining without really pointing out. I'd like to commend staff for really thinking about ways that we can truly streamline operations and make it more efficient at all levels. And a lot of times you hear that some of our changes only happen at a certain level, but this is a top-to-bottom realization that changes and efficiencies can be gained at all levels. And so I'd like to commend you for looking up and down the organization and moving in a direction that makes for a more efficient operation, whether it be in city services on one side or the enterprises on another. We have savings that could be had at all places, and you're to be commended for moving toward that direction. Vice Mayor?
Could I just have a little more clarification then? I understand the combining of and streamlining, but where we have enterprise accounts, how's the accounting going to be taken care of? Where do we sit there?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, the accounting will continue to be consistent with reference to each separate utility being run as its own enterprise. We have monthly financial statements that review revenues, expenses, and we run each and every enterprise, water, wastewater, gas, and utilities on their own, with the exception of having the efficiencies of overall management and some of the more common responsibilities, one department collaborating with the other. But you'll be able to see, certainly when we go through budget process, how we ensure that each utility is run like its own business enterprise.
Whereas before they had their own distinctive manager who reported to another manager, mm-hmm. Now they're sharing management.
Exactly.
And skipping that upper level management to report right. Directly to the city manager's office.
That's correct, Mayor.
So that's where the savings.
Absolutely.
That's where the saving, streamlining comes in. Okay.
Very good.
Anything else? Councilmember Higgins, welcome. Do you have anything on from the agenda this evening?
No.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Brady?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, Mayor.
Oh, yes.
One other item, very important.
Oh, and by the way, before we leave, congratulations to Catherine and to Frank.
Yep. Good job.
Good job.
And that is a very good point. And one of the reasons that Jack was comfortable making this decision, and we've cut out a lot of the executive positions is we have two very talented people that we felt like could take on this responsibility moving us forward. So we appreciate that. Mayor, we have a breakfast coming up on Friday morning, a breakfast with the mayor, and it is billed as a candid breakfast. I think it's a candid discussion, too, with the Mesa mayor. This will be this Friday from 7:30 to 9 at the Mesa Hilton, and if you're interested, I urge you to contact the Mesa Chamber to get your tickets.
And this is somewhat of a state of the city, I guess, but it's a two-way interactive, and we will be candid or candied or however you want to say. We will, a good time shall be had by hopefully all. So please, come on.
I'm sorry, what?
You say the rude remarks when your mics are not on. Thank you.
We have ham, too.
Oh, where's a snare drum when you need it? Rim shot.
Boom.
You're right. Next time, just leave the mic off, okay? Thank you. I think we had a motion and a second to adjourn. I think we actually...
Item from Citizen President.
Oh.
Do we have that on there?
No, because we have the meeting right after.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. We had a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned until the fun continues at 5:45.
Sorry,